Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele, and it is February 14th. That's right, VD Day. I think I got that right. God, I hope not. So you might have seen all the crazy amounts of vans and cars and, in particular, electric trucks parked in front of Country Kitchen in Big Pine today. That is because there is an electric truck commercial being shot. I believe it's Toyota. I didn't hear. It's kind of weird when I don't hear about this kind of stuff because I kind of do this kind of stuff. So when something comes to town and I don't know about it, it's like, wait a second, what about old Jesse? But anyway, I saw it. So that's what's going on. There's a big commercial being shot all over the place. Lone Pine, of course, Alabama Hills. I think they're shooting in the Glacier Lodge area today. And then some other stuff in the next few days. So expect to see loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of big trucks and cars. What's the big news today? Oh, that's right. For immediate release, Mono County Health Officer rescinds face covering order. So following suit with Inyo County, Mono is right in the passenger seat. So Dr. Karen K. Slack, Mono County Local Health Officer, has issued an order rescinding the face coverings for all while in public. Order issued August 6th of 2021. Effective February 16th, 2022, Mono County Public Health will align with the guidance set forth by the California Department of Public Health and remove any local health officer orders related to COVID-19. February 7th, the CDPH announced that it would be lifting its statewide mask mandate for vaccinated residents in indoor public spaces on February 16th. Masks will still be required for unvaccinated individuals indoors and for everyone in the following select settings: public transit, K-12 schools, hospitals, and skilled nursing facilities. We continue to urge individuals that are feeling ill to remain home, wear a mask when in public, and test for COVID-19, said Dr. Slack. While our local infection rate has improved, transmission and spread will still occur, and we ask residents and visitors to self-monitor for symptoms and respond accordingly. The CDPH guidance for the use of face masks can be accessed at EasternSierraNow.com. Just a reminder that there is COVID-19 testing. Both OptumServe and Mono County Public Health provide COVID-19 testing clinics in Mono County. Pending weather-related issues, OptumServe offers testing Tuesday through Saturday from 11 to 7 in Mammoth Lakes. Every home in the U.S. is now eligible to order 4 free at-home COVID-19 tests from the federal government. The tests are completely free, and order will usually ship in 7 to 12 days, so order your tests online at covidtests.gov, and the link is also at Eastern Sierra Now. About those tests, rapid antigen at-home tests, not PCR, can be taken anywhere. Results in 30 minutes, no lab drop-off required. Work whether or not you have COVID-19 symptoms. Works whether or not you are up to date on your COVID-19 vaccine. When to test. If you begin having COVID-19 symptoms, including fever, sore throat, runny nose, loss of taste or smell, at least 5 days after you come in close contact with someone with COVID-19, or when you're going to gather with a group of people, especially those who are at risk of severe disease or may not be up to date on their COVID-19 vaccines. Mono County Public Health offers testing in other locations throughout the county at various times throughout the week. While both OptumServe and Mono County Public Health accept walk-ins at the COVID-19 testing clinics, pre-registration is strongly encouraged as walk-ins will only be accommodated pending resource availability. Mono County Public Health will be adding pop-up testing clinics as additional resources become available. The COVID-19 testing schedule for February can be accessed at coronavirusmonocounty.ca.gov/pages/health. And yes, that link is at Eastern Sierra Now. And the entire document is listed at Eastern Sierra Now in English and Spanish if you need to see that. So that's great. We can all get back to, well, most of us that got vaccinated can get out to not wearing these stupid masks anymore. I do have to point out, it's kind of funny that right before elections this happened, right? Oops, there's a Super Bowl in LA. We better rescind all of this stuff. I mean, come on. But hey, it's for the best. Now, let's just all pay attention and do this right so it doesn't go like last time where you have to wear masks and then it's taken away. And then you have to wear masks again and then it's taken away. Let's just keep working on getting rid of this sucker and then we don't have to deal with it anymore. So that means be safe. Get vaccinated. Wear masks when you need to. Stop complaining. Just do it. We all hate it. This isn't something that only you hate and you feel, you know, put down upon. We all hate it. Trust me, it's awful. So let's just move on. By the way, the same was for Inyo County. I don't want to read the thing again, but it's basically the same thing. Just take Mono and say Inyo. There you go. Congratulations. So both of our counties, as good to go as we can be. Yeah, if you guys haven't heard about this, let me remind you. The High Sierra Energy Foundation needs your input. The High Sierra Energy Foundation is a member of the Southern California Edison's Climate Resilience Leadership Group. The group is composed of community-based organizations in regions that are defined as disadvantaged, vulnerable communities that may be disproportionately affected by climate change. The group is soliciting input from community members on SCE's wildfire mitigation measures to protect critical electric infrastructure in the Bishop area. Please join a virtual meeting Tuesday, February 15th, that's tomorrow at 6 p.m., or Thursday, February 17th at noon. If you can't join the meeting, please provide input via a short survey. Both the link to the meeting and the survey are at easternsierranow.com. Just a reminder that the U.S. Forest Service is going to continue with its pile burning in the June Lake area. These are all prescribed burns, so there's no need to call them in. Weather and air quality conditions permitting, fire crews on the Mono Lake Ranger District will be pile burning near the community of June Lake starting today. Crews plan to continue pile burning as conditions permit over the next week or 10 days. Smoke will be visible from June Lake, Mammoth Mountain, June Mountain, Levining, and along Highway 395 corridor. Crews create piles to remove ladder fuels, which are the branches and limbs that can carry fire from the ground to the canopy. This reduces wildfire risk for nearby communities. Piles are typically burned in the winter months when it is safest to do so. Did you know that prescribed fire and pile burning is closely coordinated with the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District to monitor smoke levels, and we work with them to pick the best days for smoke dispersal? Just like small fires prevent big fires, so do small smoke events prevent bigger smoke events. Thank you for that, because there is nothing worse than we have all those acres and acres and acres of pea soup in the air that tastes like burnt ribs. Burnt ribs. Might as well be jerky. So, over the weekend, there was a fatal traffic collision in Death Valley, unfortunately. So, on the 10th, approximately 11 a.m., a white 2020 Mazda Miata MX-5 was traveling westbound on State Route 190 just east of Town Pass. As the vehicle traveled westbound at an undetermined speed, it traversed a right-hand curve in the roadway. The driver allowed the V1 to leave the roadway, where it collided into a guidepost. The vehicle then crossed the roadway, leaving the paved portion. The vehicle then overturned while it traveled down in the embankment. The driver of the vehicle was transported by air ambulance, however he did not survive the collision. The passenger sustained major injuries and was also transported to a hospital. The name of the driver is being withheld pending notification by the Inyo County Coroner Department. The traffic collision is still under investigation. If you'd like to see that actual CHP report, it is at easternsierranow.com. And that is too bad. Just a quick update on Sierra Classic Theater's Lovesick play. It is tonight and tomorrow. Tonight for Valentine's Day. At the Warming Hut. Doors open at 6. You need to arrive before 6:30 for dinner service, and then the show starts at 7. Tomorrow at Dos Alice, the doors open at 6:30, and the show starts at 7:30. So by that logic, I'd say you need to be there by 7 to get dinner service. So if you're going to either of those shows, or you want to go, just give them a call and set up your appointment. I think there's still a couple of tickets available at both. You have Warming Hut today. That's 970-581-8856. And Dos Alice, that is 760-965-0345. The show at Tom's Place went swimmingly. There was huge amounts of laughter, huge amounts of drink, which leads to the huge amounts of laughter, and had a absolute blast. The show went off without a hitch. It was hilarious. You need to go check this out. It's like I said last week, this is the first indoor theater we've had since the beginning of quarantine in 2020. We canceled the last indoor shows that were happening, all three, two places in Mammoth, as well as Little Shop of Horrors in Bishop, which was a personal slight to me because I was playing the lead in that, and it's my dream role. So, you know, I'm going to be pissed about that forever. COVID. So anyway, here we are. We're back to actual theater taking place. So get your culture on. Head over to Warming Hut tonight or Dos Alice tomorrow and check out this hilarious play. So there's the Inyo County COVID-19 update, just the numbers and stuff. I'll just see if there's any interesting numbers real quick to give to you. But otherwise, just head over. It's a huge document. Just check it out. Go over to Eastern Sierra now. See what can be seen. Looks like there's been, since August, 3,991 total confirmed cases and 52 total deaths. So I know those are the big numbers that we're looking for. You know, that's... it is what it is. It's no good. We need to keep knocking this thing in the bud. So head over to Eastern Sierra now, where you can see all of the information from that. And if you aren't, you can get on the Inyo County website. I think it's Inyo County Public Health. Google that and you'll see it. And then from there, you can just click to subscribe and they will send you all of this information if you want it. But I'll always post it on Eastern Sierra now as well. So you can just go there, because then that gets me a click and then I get paid. So there is a bunch of sports news to talk about. There's three or four other things on here we'll get to tomorrow, because as you guys know, you faithful listeners, I try not to do every Monday story on Monday, because then I don't have a Tuesday story. So that's just how the Eastern Sierra goes. So if you want to get ahead of the game, head over to Eastern Sierra now and you can read everything that's posted or subscribe to us, which is the best way to do it. If you just head to Eastern Sierra now, subscribe by putting in your email on the right hand side and hitting the subscribe button. From there, you will get every single story we post and you'll never miss them. That's the best way to go about this. Second best way is to follow us on Facebook, because everything I post also posts to Facebook. Third best way is Instagram. So from those, you should be able to get everything. But, you know, since you listen to the podcast, I'm going to give you everything anyway. But let's finish this off with some sports. So the Bronco sports are in high gear this week. It is playoffs. So girls soccer is hosting Wasco, WSKO, on Tuesday at 4. Gates open at 3. Please use the main ticket entrance on Home Street, just like a football game. All tickets purchased on gofan.co, not .com, it's .co. Boys soccer is going to Kennedy on Wednesday. Game is at 5. Boys basketball is hosting Garces, I think I said that right, on Tuesday at 5:30, with ticket doors open at 4:30. Please use the main Gus Klikas gym entrance on Pine Street. All tickets also will be purchased on gofan.co. Again, not .com. It's .co. Girls basketball is hosting Taft on Wednesday at 6. Ticket doors open at 5. Please use the same entrance, the Gus Klikas gym on Pine Street. All tickets, again, gofan.co. Remember, there is a transfer feature when purchasing tickets for others. Please do not use screenshots or redeem your ticket before you get to the game. And for our fans who do not have the capability for digital access, we will take care of you at the door. That comes from Stacey Van Ness, the athletic director for Bishop Union High School. And there is more. As soon as the website loads, go, go, go. I love Big Pine Internet. Okay, here's some soccer news. So we did have Coach Dominic John giving us all of our information from the boys' soccer. He, as we posted, got a new job working with the police department. So he has been rather busy and not able to help out. So head coach Oscar Lopez jumped in here and he apologizes because he has missed giving us our updates for the last 4 games. So here we go. Hello. There's a reason why assistant coach John was handling the email reports, as I was more focused on other things as head coach. Assistant coach John stepped in a new career, which made him incapable of keeping up with the reports and scores of our games. So I said I would do it, and of course, I failed. Don't be too hard on yourself, Coach Lopez. That's a lot of work. I do it every day for everybody. Trust me, I know. My apologies, he says. I'd like to report our last 4 games, although I'm sure they have already been reported, but just in case, here they are. February 1st, the Broncos won 10-2 at Desert Base. The 3rd, they won 6-0 at home versus Cal City. On the 8th, they won 13-1 at Boron. And on the 10th, they won 8-0 at home versus Kern Valley, which was also senior night, our last league game. After the final whistle, a physical altercation broke out between both teams, which came to an end rather quickly. But wow, what a senior night. All of us that were present will remember. That's not good. Bronco boys ended up placing second in the High Desert League with a record of 12 wins, 1 loss, 1 tie. Bronco boys are seeded number 9 in Division 5 of the CIF Central Section. We have a playoff match scheduled for Wednesday the 16th at Kennedy High School in Delano, California. Game starts at 5. I will update game scores as soon as the game ends. Thank you all so much for reporting our local high school sports. In addition to all goals and assists, oh, he was thanking me. Oh, thanks, you're welcome. In addition, all goals and assists of our last 4 games came from our usual attacking squad: Santana, Del Judice, Gonzalez, Esparza, Sandoval, Solorio, and Ramirez. That comes from Coach Lopez. So we're expecting good things out of those boys. They do a great job, and let's see what happens. So we got one more sports thingy. It's my favorite sport, basketball, and I'm just waiting for the website to load. It's a good opportunity to explain something. You know, if you're looking for something on the website here, because it is kind of hard following the news feed, because whenever a new story comes on, it goes to the top and the next ones get pushed down. Sometimes it's hard to find things. So if you're looking specifically for sports, for instance, if you head to the top, there's a local sports tab. If you click that, that will take you to every sports thing that has happened. It does go in order, but it's a little easier to follow because it's only sports related, so you can find the stuff you're after. It's also a different format. It's big rectangles, left, right, left, right, left, right, so you see more at one time instead of the main page where there's a lot of stuff everywhere. So if you're ever looking for sports, we also have local interest. There's the GoFundMe campaigns, tribal news, history. Under entertainment, we have Jackrabbit Weekly, movie reviews, podcast, video, local music. There's a health and fitness tab. There's a real snow report tab, local weather tab, fishing report tab, all first stop advertising for those of you that are interested in advertising these right here now. It's all right there. If you click that, that's a good way to sort out what you're looking for. So here we go. This is what I was looking for. The Mammoth Huskies boys varsity basketball team soars over the Fraser Mountain Falcons 75-55. Mammoth High School boys basketball traveled to Fraser Mountain for its last regular season game of the season and came away with a 75-55 win over the Falcons of Fraser Mountain. Mammoth boys finished the season with an overall record of 16-7 and 6-7 in High Desert League play and earned a number 15 seed in the playoffs beginning Tuesday. Our next game will be in the first round of the Division 5 CIF Central Playoffs Tuesday with a game against the number 2 seeded Highland Basketball Scots. Highland Bakersfield is a school of 2,600 kids in comparison to Mammoth High's 350 kids, and Highland comes in with a record of 13-9 on the season. Tip-off time will be Tuesday, February 15th at 6 p.m. at Highland High School. So just breakdown of the game. The first quarter was Mammoth 20-9, second quarter Mammoth scored 22 to Fraser's 11. Third was 16-10. And fourth was Mammoth scored 17 to Fraser Mountain's 25, which gave the final 75-55. Who did all of that scoring? Well, Matt Toomey, of course, 15 points and 11 rebounds. That's a really good game. Leo Daniels, 14 points, 5 assists, 5 steals. Matt Petroni, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals. Tyler Jones had 9 points, 7 rebounds, 3 steals, and 3 dimes. That's really good, Tyler. Benji Castro, 7 points, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, and 3 assists. Forrest Daniels, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals. Good job, boys. That came from Mammoth High School head boys basketball coach Andrew Jones, and we wish them all the luck in the world tomorrow, and we'll see what happens there in the exciting world of high school sports. That's going to be that. So I've got a little bit of information coming. So Copper Top, you know, everybody's favorite barbecue place in town, they've got a bunch of new stuff coming on. I mean, you've seen the space beer already. We've talked about that. We'll have some more on that shortly, I think. But one thing that is really cool that's happening, and I don't have all the details in front of me right now, but I'll get it up on Eastern Sierra now pretty quick. Matt is funding and putting on a Frisbee golf tournament every month. So with big prizes like Oculus Rift VR glasses, or whatever you would call that, a headset, or Xboxes, things like that, like really big prizes. And they're putting it out there for Frisbee golf. It's going to take place by the park in Big Pine, right across the street from Copper Top. And what I recall from him talking to me about this was when you win, you then are ineligible to win again for a year, but you can continue to play, and your fee is waived if you've won already, so you can keep playing from there, just to keep people going. The idea is to get people out exercising, moving around, and doing something. So if you'd like to be involved in this, please hit us up at Eastern Sierra now, and I'll pass it on to Matt at Coppertop, or you can always go to coppertopbarbecue.com and send a message there. But this seems like a really cool idea. From what I understand, I think it's $20 an entry for a full game of Frisbee. I mean, that's pretty fun. Frisbee golf is actually really fun. If you haven't played it, you should try. Head out there and win yourself a good prize. So anyway, Coppertop, always leading the area in amazing and cool things. And I am super stoked to have them on board with us at EasternSierraNow.com. So thanks, Matt, for everything. Don't want to forget to give a rundown of our fantabulous, yeah, I made that word up, patrons. We have our newest patron, Sam. Thank you so much, Sam, for getting involved with us. We could not do this without you and everybody else that is signing up to help support local news. So, thank you, Sam. And the rest of the bunch, is Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, D, Tomatohead, Margaret, and Chandra. Thank you all so very much for helping us out with local news. We could not do it without you, as well as all of our advertisers here on Eastern Sierra Now. That is going to do it today. Don't forget to head out to Warming Hut tonight and Dos Alas tomorrow to see Lovesick, the play that has, I would say, features yours truly. It's not starring because it's a bunch of different plays in one. But it is very fun, and it is definitely a laugh a minute. Plus, there's alcohol, so that's always good. Okay, we're going to call it Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. Thank you for listening.